The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Batten down the hatches if you haven't already done so. Storm Barra is making its presence felt, with winds exceeding 100 kilometres per hour expected to affect many areas as the day progresses. We'll soon hear from the counties with status red warnings at the moment. A journalist with the Kerryman newspaper, Sinead Kelleher, Clare FM journalist Josh Prenderville and Casey O'Riordan will be reporting from Cork. Good morning to you all. But first of all, to get a broader picture, I'm joined now by climate scientist and weather analyst Cathal Nolan. Cathal, good morning.
Very good morning, Pat.
No doubt there'll be people saying this is all down to climate change, but can it be said at this stage, is this climate change or is this simply weather?
At the moment, what we can say is that it's simply weather. Now, certainly there will be analysis done beyond this particular storm. And I suppose what we've become quite good at, I suppose, over the past number of years has been, I suppose, looking back at particular weather events and been able to determine whether we've seen the fingerprints of climate change on these particular storm systems. It's a little bit early to say specifically that it will be related to climate change, but the reanalysis models will certainly give us an insight as to whether or not Storm Barra has indeed been impacted by climate change.
Yeah, and I suppose it depends on the number of these storms that afflict us in a winter. If it's an atypical number, an excessive number, they may not point to one particular storm and say that's climate change, but the pattern will indicate that that's having an effect. Now, this particular Storm Barra, why is it so intense?
I suppose one of the main reasons why this particular storm is so intense, and it really is worth emphasizing the intensity of this storm, when we talk about, I suppose, Atlantic storms, we talk sometimes about significant drops in pressure, and sometimes we experience what's called explosive cyclogenesis. And that's a process whereby, essentially, we see a drop in the central pressure reading by more than 24 millibars in a 24-hour period. With Storm Barra, we've seen a drop from 1,007 hectopascals yesterday to as low as 953 hectopascals today, which is a truly exceptional drop in pressure. I think the main
double the drop that you would regard as pretty significant.
Absolutely, more than double the drop of what we consider to be termed as explosive cyclogenesis. I think the main reason behind this has been down to what's been a very active jet stream coming out of parts of Canada and North America. And the reason then behind that is where we get these contrasts in terms of, I suppose, warmer and colder temperatures. We then see the mixing of this and essentially been stirred up by a very strong jet stream above, leading to this explosive cyclogenesis that we've mentioned.
Yeah. Now, how unusual is this explosive cyclogenesis?
I suppose over the course of a typical winter season, we would see a number of storms going through this particular process. Now, it would be within the lowest single figures. It certainly is exceptional, I think, to see a drop in pressure of this magnitude. As we said, more than doubling what we classically would consider to be a storm undergoing explosive cyclogenesis. So in that regard, it is particularly unusual.
Now, where is the storm at the moment and what's its tracking path?
I suppose looking at the storm at the moment and looking at the latest kind of satellite imagery at the moment, we can see the distinctive hook of the particular storm itself, Storm Barra. It's located around about 100 kilometres just off the west coast of Kerry at the moment. That storm is expected to track, I suppose, northeastwards initially. The centre of the storm will track across parts of Galway into the Midlands of the country then. But the strongest winds associated with Storm Barra will certainly begin to make their impact felt in the southwest of the country initially, so certainly in parts of Kerry and Cork over the coming hours. And then those winds will transfer across to many parts of the country. As we said, status orange warnings in place right up along the east coast, the south coast, and of course those status red warnings in place for counties Cork, Kerry and Clare. And indeed, I suppose later on this evening and into tonight, those strong winds then transfer farther up along the west coast to parts of Mayo, Galway, and even into parts of the Midlands at that stage as well. So certainly, I think all areas today at some point will experience particularly strong winds, but certainly our main focus at the moment is in those status red counties.
What is the difference between what's going on now and a hurricane?
The difference, I suppose, between what's going on now and a hurricane, I suppose one of the first things we'll talk about is the actual structure of the system itself. So a typical, I suppose, Atlantic low-pressure system and a hurricane, they come from two distinctive areas. So hurricanes obviously come from a more tropical origin, the centre of the system itself. It takes much higher temperatures in order to produce a hurricane. Typically as well, that the strength of hurricanes is much, much stronger than we would see with any kind of an Atlantic low-pressure system. Now, it's worth mentioning, I suppose, that the strongest of the winds within Storm Barra, they're probably not going to make landfall in Ireland. The storm will reach its peak just, I suppose, a couple of hundred kilometres just off the coast. And here, wind speeds probably at the moment are gusting up around about 180, 190 kilometres per hour. So really exceptionally strong winds. And certainly that would classify it as within the range of a Category 1 to Category 2 hurricane, if we were to use similar scales, I suppose, to gauge the strength. But there are quite a number of differences. And certainly, I think we're fortunate in the sense that we typically don't see hurricanes making it across this far to the Atlantic, of course, with one or two exceptions over the years.
Now, often when we're looking at hurricanes attacking the United States, and they often say once they hit landfall, they kind of dissipate because they've no water to suck up and dump, tons and tons of rain on a particular area. What happens when this kind of storm hits landfall?
When this kind of storm hits landfall, typically we do see a weakening process happening as well. So generally speaking, when we see these storms coming in from the Atlantic, they tend to reach their peak just off the west coast, and then suddenly they start to lose their intensity as they cross the country. That would probably be the case as well with Storm Barra today, in the sense that the strongest winds will certainly be reserved for the southwest and west of the country. And as the storm makes its way across the country, then we will see a gradual weakening and filling in of that pressure, as we said. So from a 953 in hectopascals tomorrow, it's expected to be around about maybe 970, 980. So it gradually weakens as it comes in across the country, which again is pretty typical of these storm systems.
Yeah, it'll peak in the capital sometime around lunchtime. How intense will that peak be?
I suppose for the Dublin area, we really expect to see winds possibly reaching up as high as 110, 120 kilometres per hour, maybe in some of the coastal areas in particular. Given that there's high tides as well, there is a risk of maybe some coastal flooding there too. But certainly, I think the main focus, certainly even along the east coast and farther down, probably maybe counties Waterford and Wexford as well, could expect to see pretty strong winds really throughout the late morning into the early afternoon period too, possibly up as high as 120, 130 kilometres an hour in some of the more exposed coastal headlands here.
Now, you hope that people in these really exposed areas will have battened down all the hatches, including the trampolines in the back garden. We've seen flying trampolines before. And I presume farmers who've got outbuildings and so on, sometimes with corrugated roofs, they've got to really make sure that they've secured everything as much as they can.
They certainly do, and I think probably the farming community is one of the sectors that's impacted most by these particular severe storms, given the outdoor nature of the work. And certainly, as you said, some of the outbuildings as well, structurally they might not be the most sound in terms of dealing with these particularly strong winds. So absolutely, it's worth mentioning to the agricultural community to certainly be vigilant and be careful if your buildings are not already tied down, certainly in some of the more southern or eastern areas, then certainly that would be the appropriate action to do so at the moment. Mm.
Now, Cottle, I'm sure you've seen those programs on television about the storm chasers in the United States, where they go chasing tornadoes, basically. We have, unfortunately, some storm tourism in Ireland, and people can put themselves in harm's way.
They certainly can, and I suppose there is that attraction element, let's say, and whereby people want to go and witness these particular severe events. The power of nature, it certainly has an attraction for some. It is worth mentioning, certainly within the status red zone counties, to please do stay away from, certainly from coastal areas, from areas in which you may be, I suppose, subject to large trees or forestry areas. It's in these areas that you probably increase the risk in terms of having a fatality to life. As we said, it's a status red storm. It does pose a risk to life. So certainly the appropriate advice would be to certainly avoid outdoor activities during the warning times as indicated.
Yeah, it's extraordinary what happens when a tree comes down, but it doesn't even have to be a tree. Anyone who's done any kind of pruning of large trees in their garden will realise that even, you know, a long branch has such incredible weight, it can crush the roof of a car. So, and it happens so quickly. It seems almost ridiculous that someone in a car could die as a result of a tree falling. You'd think there'd be some warning, but literally it can happen in a second.
It certainly can, and I suppose that's the just unpredictability in terms of weather. It's the unpredictability of nature, in that these events can happen just in the blink of an eye. We think we're safe one minute, we feel secure when in our cars, but all of a sudden the unthinkable happens, and certainly there's often been tragic consequences, and hopefully we can avoid some of those incidents today.
Cathal, thank you very much for your insight. Cathal Nolan, a climate scientist and weather analyst. We are going to our correspondents. Casey O'Riordan in Cork. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Pat.
What's the story in Cork? Cork, notorious for flooding anyway. So what's the situation this morning?
Well, I'm in the city centre and we did have tidal flooding in Cork this morning. High tide was around 7:24 a.m. this morning. But the speed at which it came in, you know, was alarming. But almost quick as it came, it's gone, thankfully. I mean, I'm here on the South Mall. I took a short walk about 200 metres down from my hotel just around 10 past 7 before high tide. I was only gone a minute or two and I turned back around and was caught out. The water was past my ankles on the footpath and there was only one way back through it. Unfortunately, that was, you know, with me at no wellies, was to wade through the water. But the areas in the city that flooded were as Wansford Quay, Sharman Crawford Street, Union Quay, Morrison's Island. They were all impassable for around an hour this morning. They should be okay now. And the South Mall, Ryam and Lavitz Quay were quite flooded, but they were kind of down to one lane, so cars could get through, but, you know, the footpaths were completely flooded. But that all seems to kind of have subsided now. In the wider county, the worst affected area in Cork County is Bantry, an estimated 23 premises affected this morning at high tide. It was about 5:30 in the morning there. Flooding also happened on Back Street in Youghal, which is now receding. There's multiple reports of trees down in the county, but none in the city so far.
Any reports of power outages?
Yeah, there's one kind of major one in Bishopstown, about 1,500 homes affected. Estimated restore time is 6 p.m. But that's kind of all I can see so far. So not too bad in Cork at the moment in terms of power outages.
Now, Cork Airport is, as we know, at the top of a hill. I wonder how flights are going in or out, or is there any activity? Yeah.
Well, the DAA says that Aer Lingus have cancelled all flights in and out of Cork today. Ryanair are still kind of trying to decide on their remaining 5 flights from the airport. There's a Stansted to Cork flight that was due to land at 8:40 and it hasn't been able to do so. I've been watching it on flight radar. The weather is just so bad. It was in a holding pattern up until maybe 5 to 9. They tried to make a second attempt to land, unsuccessful. And I can see now it's just decided to go to Shannon and try land. So it's a bit of disruption for passengers there this morning.
Okay, and a very uneasy, bumpy ride, I'm sure, for the people on board at that flight. Casey, thank you very much for joining us. We'll go now to Kerry. Sinead Keller is on the line. Sinead, good morning.
Morning, Pat. We're very windy, Kerry.
Now, it's hard, I suppose, just to stick your hand out and figure out how fast the winds are blowing. But I presume it is very perceptible.
Yeah, well, thankfully, I'm safely at home, my home office. But it looks quite windy out there, all right. I'm actually in Tralee, where there's been some flooding already this morning. Now, that's tidal flooding, and it has receded. But since 5 a.m., there's been flooding in Godfrey Place and Princess Quay and the lower Ballard Roads in Tralee Town.
And they were prepared for that, though, Sinead. I mean,
yeah,
they had pumps out early.
Area for flooding, and pumps were on site at 5 a.m. this morning to pump out any properties.
What else are you seeing? We heard some reports of flooding in Kenmare.
Yes, but Kenmare has again been hit as well. Again, probably would be known for flooding as well. So the suspension bridge is completely flooded and impassable and remains impassable right now as well. That's also beside that, the Pier Road in Kemer is also impassable and Bell Height. So there is quite high flying there and cars can't get through at all. There's also trees down in Kemer, in Gortamullen and on the Rookley Road, which kind of gives you an idea of how badly Kemer has been hit, because there's already been some trees down, which is probably one of the biggest concerns today for Kerry County Council is trees falling, because this is quite a long red warning. It's going to be in place for 15 hours, so there could be quite a lot of damage yet.
Yeah, and of course the Kerry Severe Emergency Coordination Team has been putting things in place because, you know, sometimes we don't believe these warnings, but when you get a red warning, you'd best pay attention, and they have. What sort of things have they done?
I suppose they're kind of updating their social media continuously and just trying to keep in touch with the public. But I suppose their biggest message has been to warn people to stay indoors. Like, this is going to go on for 15 hours, and while there may be lulls in it, it's a long day and people must stay in sight. But they've also been preparing for flooding, power outages, you know, closures, that kind of thing. So they've delivered sandbags to flood to coastal locations yesterday evening to prepare for any possible flooding in these areas. And I suppose they're just keeping an eye on things. All of their services are ready to go if needed. But again, obviously, you know, safety is paramount, so that Kerry County Council may not be able to respond to every incident today, given that the safety of their workers must also be taken into account.
And what about business? I mean, I don't know whether you've been out and about on the streets of Tralee. Any shops open?
No, most of them closed actually today. Now, all the big multinationals like Aldi and Lidl have completely closed their doors, and then a lot of smaller retail have also made a decision to close. Gyms have all closed their doors this morning. You know, classes, exercise classes, schools are all closed. Because it's kind of an eerie sense of what, waiting for something to happen there, you know, because it's very, very quiet around. But thankfully, a lot of people have made the decision to close, which is very important given the long warning that's in place today.
And finally then, Sinead, what about public transport?
Yeah, the travel has been severely disrupted in Kerry. So no bus air and services are operating in and out. Now, so there isn't. And then thankfully, well, trains are running, but at a very much slower speed between Mallow and Kerry. So there's delays on that line, but they have been running with no bus services whatsoever. And again, the message from Kerry County Council is no travel on the road, if possible. You know, there's no need for people to be travelling. Again, flights are not officially cancelled, but I understand that, there'll be very little flights if any at all be able to go out to Kerry Airport, given the high winds that currently are in place.
All right. Well, it'll be in place for quite a few hours, Sinead, so we don't expect much change over the next 12 hours or so. Sinead Keller of the Kerryman, thank you very much for joining us. Clare FM journalist Josh Prenderville is joining us. Josh, what's the story in Clare? Because you're expected to go from orange to red sometime in the early afternoon.
Yeah, good morning, Pat. I suppose here in Clare, slightly different to Cork and Kerry. We're almost playing a waiting game in that respect, as you say. We're due to go to a red warning here in the Banner County at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, that said, we're based in the Ennis area, and already we're seeing quite strong winds and rainy conditions this morning. Shannon Airport's weather station has already recorded gusts of up to 83 kilometres per hour. Talking to people in the coastal areas of the county this morning, the estuary in Shannon has already hit up to 120 kilometres per hour wind speed. And I suppose when you consider that we're 5.5-6 hours away from that actual red warning being put in place, it really is a case of battening down the hatches, particularly in the coastal areas, the Kilkees, the Lahinches, the Spanish Points that I'm sure so many of your listeners will be familiar with. And really, I think you alluded to it earlier in terms of storm watchers, and that seems to be the main message from Clare, from the RNLI, and indeed from the local authority, Clare County Council, that for anybody maybe planning on heading up this afternoon, if their workplaces or schools are closed or whatever, and to try and get a glimpse or to get a social media shot of these things, to absolutely not do so and to very much stay away. But we're very much bracing ourselves here in Clare.
All right. And news of Shannon Airport, is it still accepting flights in? Because we heard about that Stansted flight to Cork, where they've been in a holding pattern at high altitude, one presumes, but heading perhaps for Shannon. Will they be able to land there? And if not, is it Knock Airport?
Yeah, Shannon say they're awaiting direction. There was actually a flight that left the departed Shannon this morning at around 20 past 7 for Tenerife, and you'd imagine that the people on that flight probably have the right idea. There has been an Aer Lingus flight to Heathrow. Aer Lingus services from Shannon to Heathrow have been cancelled, but they say Shannon are awaiting direction, really from Ryanair, similar to the situation in Cork. In terms of the rest of the schedule for today. And Shannon is also strongly advising passengers to check with their airlines before travelling to the airport. We would be expecting further updates throughout the course of the morning and again into that afternoon as we approach red.
Okay, so don't be fooled by the mildness of the storm there. The worst is on its way to Clare. Josh Prenderville of Clare FM, thank you very much for joining us.